Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Good morning, Big Chow Men. What a lovely night. Yeah. What a fucking life, eh? Well, the CEO of fucking YouTube died. That was a step up. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on YouTube that sort of... there's people just uploading sort of shit, you know what I mean? Like, oh... I mean, it's not wrong. But there's a lot of sort of chat show sort of just garbage and fucking shit that doesn't interest me in that, but YouTube should have been fucking taken as the world's greatest video library in existence. You know, sure, there's the daily dramas of all the fucking crap, you know, oh, so-and-so this and so-and-so that, and everybody else does their own version of the story and getting the scoop and the drama and the information and all this sort of shit, and so that's not bad, you know what I mean? But, you know, half a dozen stories of Joe Biden being fucking senile, fine. 2,000 stories of Joe Biden being senile. Fuck, better things to watch, you know. And, every little instance of every fucking time that clown fucked himself up, you know. But getting away from all the sort of shit, you know, the daily, you know. Like those four fat bitches on the Daily View or something. Joy Pubic Hair or something. Joy Pubic Hair says this, and, you know, who's that fucking comedian? Whoopi Goldberg says that, and oh my God, you know. And, speaking of absolute cunts, Oprah, you know, that fat fucking bitch, she, early on in the TV stuff, I thought, oh, well, this is interesting, I'd like to stay tuned in on this, you know. So I subscribe to their daily emails just to sort of go, oh yes, yes, ooh, you know. And then it just became sort of relentless sort of marketing. And then I chose to unsubscribe, and then I found out the unsubscribe thing doesn't work. And so I wrote to the company through half a dozen different email addresses, different departments and all this stuff, and not one of these fucking cunts did anything about their website unsubscribing thing not working, and not one of them got off their fucking asses to unsubscribe me. And I thought, you dirty fucking cunts, the relentless onslaught of marketing. So that's when I began to sort of see that lard-ass Oprah Winfrey, the big fat black bitch, was a complete cunt, because everybody else in the company was a complete cunt, you know? So, yeah, but anyway, you know, just all the fucking bullshit, you know what I mean? The main sleaze media taking up their channels and jostling for position and whatnot, you know? So, but YouTube could have been, you know, one of the world's greatest fucking libraries online. And for a time it was, and then, you know, Susan Jewinski and all the fucking backers and Google, the cunts who run ABC and Google and shit, you know, they just all got fucking greedy. Then they started inventing rules, and then they started inventing rules about their rules, and just all this fucking crap, and they just started fucking with people big time, you know? And they've basically turned it into a dump. You know? So when Susan Wojcicki fucking croaked it, I got a long memory, you know? And she is a fucking shitbag of a human being. And I was personally affected by the bullshit they pulled. I was personally affected by that so many fucking times. But, you know, so many other people were sent to the fucking wall by that bloody Jew fucking bitch and her team of fucking assholes just fucking with people left, right and centre. And a lot of those people, you know, had really good channels. They uploaded really good content, you know. And you know, Susan Wojcicki and all the fucking team scumbag just fucking hounded all these people off the site. You know, dirty stuff, you know what I mean? It's not like the channel succeeds or fucking succumbs on the basis of their content. You know, like if it's good content, people will watch it, you know what I mean? And people will subscribe to the channels, you know? And if it's shit content, you know, if it's absolutely fucking shit content, oh God, people will just won't watch it, you know, the interest will drop off. You know, but they didn't do that. They sabotaged people's channels. They sabotaged their subscribers. And being on the receiving end of having thousands of my comments deleted, and also then finding I'm shadow banned, you know? You know, to be an active fucking member and to be an active site user and to, you know, put a lot of good fucking content up there. And Wojcicki and all the fucking scumbag little lefty cunts working for that site. You know, going around delete, you know, and fucking people notice. And when you go, well, geez, this is really shit, then you go, oh, there's a lot of other fucking people they're doing it to as well. And not only are they deleting all their comments, they're deleting their fucking profiles, and they're deleting their fucking channels, and they're deleting their fucking videos. It just goes on and on and on and on and on, you know, like, you know, and people who have made really good content, and, you know, one day they're there and they've got a channel with, you know, like, say, 500 videos, and one day they're there and their video is, we might go catch that. Let's hope. Maybe not such a fucking brilliant place. It's not too bad here, you know, this time of night, but it's, you know, rather risque, you know, because you can see the track, you can see the truck lights and car lights coming for fucking miles, you know. But yeah, I'll splice this in. Oh, I'll have a piss first. Get out some of my shit. Let's pause this. Oh shit. Yeah, back to fucking back to the real world. The optics. There's a big old, about 80% full moon rise, you know. But because of the atmosphere and the dust and the dirt and all this other sort of shit, that's big sort of a reddish yellow cheesy sort of colour, you know. So how good's that for a description? And couldn't capture it. Oh, just nothing. See, lunar photography is getting into two areas of both very low light levels. And, yeah, and it varies quite a bit. Oh, come on.
Uh.
Yeah, and the fucking light levels vary quite a lot, you know. So, that's a sort of what you can sort of rig up with a, proper camera with proper lensing and a big CCID chip, or an array of chips or whatever, in a really good camera set up for nighttime photography of lunar sort of things with, you know, high magnification, long distance sort of lensing and all this other sort of business is not stuff that works really well, you know, on the likes of what are they called? The likes of cameras, you know, the mobile phone type cameras. Now, I've never ever owned any of the really high end stuff that has, I don't know what they come out with, you know. I just thought I need a camera that's better than the most basic stuff, and you know, I just need it for fucking basically, you know, phone calls, web interconnectivity, and finding my way when maps and stuff, you know, are available, and a few other functions, you know. Beyond that, I don't sort of care fucking much, you know what I mean? I can't see the point in, I don't know the full prices these days, I haven't looked it up in a long time. But, you know, like a good camera that's, say, worth $250 Australian, you know, the backdoor import type stuff, you know. That's about my sort of, you know, or getting good second-hand. One of my, one of the best girl friends I ever had, you know, which is friend, not fucking, you know. It was a tranny chick, you know, and she was really smart, and, she said, why don't you just buy second-hand, you know, refurbished phones, you know, that way you can get a really good fucking phone, and it costs fuck all, you know, and I thought, well, that appeals to my sense of being absolutely tight-assed, you know. So, yeah. So then I got, you know, went from buying the fucking, the international imports on the cheap, you know what I mean? They were... that were brand new, absolutely fabulous phones, brand new, about five fucking, you know, in 2019 or something, you know, 2019, they were just fucking, they weren't the best on the market, but they were pretty good, and now, you know, the new models that are 5 years fucking old or whatever, well, you know, they were sort of once kind of a lot more premium, and now they're kind of like pretty good phones, but they're not particularly outstanding, so they don't have really fucking up-to-date stuff in it, and they don't have all the very best stuff in it, you know. So I don't have the gear. I have the gear for making really good photos, you know. but not the gear for making really, really, really complex nighttime photos that require a very high degree of sort of sensitivity, you know. But that rising moon sure looks nice. Yeah. So anyway, YouTube, you know. You know, that fucking that retarded, lying, conceited fucking piece of shit, Susan Wojcicki, and her bloody free speech awards, you know. She sort of, you know, this is not technically absolutely accurate, but, you know, calling her, the owner of the company, giving herself a fucking free speech award after shutting down 9 million fucking videos, deleting 9 million videos, and bloody, you know, she got the highest dislike ratio in history. You know, and this stupid fucking cunt just didn't get it. She's burned a lot of fucking people, you know. And, yeah. God, I feel like running away. Just for a day. Forever and ever, we can be heroes. Just for one day. And, yeah. So I'm pleased that she's fucking... You know, people were like me. I couldn't be fucked doing a jig, but I was just pleased that that fucking bitch is dead and gone, you know. And especially the things with, you know, covering up all the COVID fucking crap, you know, that fucking lying cunt. She should have been shot in the fucking head for that. Just point blank range straight through the face, you know what I mean? That's criminal. That's mass murdering. She's complicit in the mass murdering of all the people of the fucking world. You know, the Zionist fucking cunt. You know, nothing good about her. And so, you know, people say, oh, I got one, you know, one video, which was somebody else made it, but it was like, you know, they just, you know, me beating Sue up, you know, and they meant me beating Sue Wojcicki up, you know, and so I put it in it, you know, I put the info in there, me beating Sue Wojcicki up, you know, I put the full fucking, you know, if it had have had a full title, you know, instead of one, what this is what they meant, you know. Yeah, so I modified the video, you know. Renamed it. Oh, you can't do that to a woman. You can't say that about a woman. There's a fucking... squillion people would have liked to have lynched that fucking bitch. I think her video, oh fuck, what was it? In the end, I think her dislike ratio for her, you know, Freedom of Speech Award type thing, I think, this is getting a bit vague and the recollections are a little bit dim sort of thing, but, I think because it just kept skyrocketing and it changed a lot over time, you know what I mean? And I think, you know, she got like, say, 700 fucking likes. And, I think she got something like 700 likes, and you know, something like, I can't fucking remember. That was an, I can't remember. I remember the amount being astronomical, and it kept fucking just. So I think she got, it was like 152,000 dislikes. You know. This fucking bitch just didn't give a shit. You know. She was that hated. Yeah. Fucker.